This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm talking to Laura Jones, editor of The Big Issue, about the December-January edition, which has got a free copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map. Laura, tell us what else makes this edition so special.
Philip, hi, thanks for having me on. So yes, this art map is it's a wonderful thing because obviously it's bagged into your copy of the magazine. The map is very useful, and I'll tell you why. A lot of people will say, why a map? We have GPS. Well, in this particular instance, the map is something that contains original information that you won't find anywhere else, that's bundled to a wonderful set of trails around the Western Cape. And inside the Big Issue, we speak to those trails, to a few of them, in different ways, in some unusual ways, actually. One particular article that's in the Big Issue revolves around original versus fake art, which is something that should interest a lot of investors and people who are lay people enjoying art for the sake of it. In that, we talk to the V&A waterfront, which also is a huge feature of the Art, Craft and Museum map. Their theme for this Christmas season is Joy from Africa to the World, where the V&A has developed a lovely sustainable idea for Christmas decor involving designers, crafters and makers who have crafted unusual pieces. So instead of the usual Christmas tat and stuff like that, they've included beautiful works of art by these vendors where people can see them as Christmas decorations. And we've really talked about that along with the other offerings that the V&A has, such as a wonderful new food vendor. And I say new, it's fairly new to Cape Town, called Kapuchka, run by a man called Hitesh Panchal. Hitesh is an entrepreneur, and he's developed a fantastic type of foodie experience. It's a type of a crispy ball made with semolina and flour. And he goes on to explain all about this. How does it relate to the art map? It's the V&A waterfront. You can find him there. You can find many other things along the way, you know, that we focused on in the Big Issue, including a lovely visit to Robben Island. Listeners may ask, you know, is Robben Island still going? There have been reports of decay on the island. The Big Issue does look at things, you know, and view things in this way. However, we actually draw attention to the island. It's still open with a lovely article by a man called Gavin Evans, who takes a look at how Nelson Mandela stayed fit in a matchbox cell. And we look at this in a different light, especially after COVID and everybody, you know, being locked up in small spaces. It's a very motivating article.
There are lots of good reasons, yeah. And as I say, Robben Island is definitely on the map. And it's lovely putting lots of things onto that map. But I'm also going to draw attention to Elaine Millen and the vendor art program that you have, because we always mention that when we tell everybody about the Big Issue. A little bit about that, just in brief.
Absolutely. So, Philip, Elaine is our beloved art process facilitator. She's been with the Big Issue for many years. And what Elaine does is she has a page in every edition of the Big Issue where she features her art people. These are vendors who join her workshops or art classes on a regular basis. She gives them a theme and they create their art to that theme. And really what is different about this is that, you know, some may look at art and say, you know, well, look, that's naive. I could do that. Or, you know, it's very
I'm
basic.
I'm going to interrupt. No, you can't until you actually can't. Do it. And what I love
Absolutely.
About the work.
That's it. Until you're holding the pencil. It's really not that easy.
Lots of good reasons for picking up and buying a copy of The Big Issue and finding out all about what's happening in and around Cape Town. So to find out the what, the why and the where, you can get your free Art, Craft and Museums map in The Big Issue or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Sights Unseen, the current exhibition at the Sandam Art Gallery in Belleville, showcases new acquisitions, on show for the first time, and hidden gems not seen in the gallery for many years. Works by celebrated artists and some new kids on the block, Franz Stoker and Blessings Ngubane. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30. Entrance to the gallery is free. Email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za or visit blog.sanlam.co.za and make your date.